Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Ellen.
I'm Anissa.
My name's Anissa.
And I'm Ellen.
Hey, everybody. It's Ellen.
And Anissa.
This is Anissa and Ellen Raw. And this is Raw.
It's Raw, baby.
We're coming to you from Atlanta, and we're so excited.
We are so excited. Our vision for the Raw movement is... more than anything, we really want to allow other women to tell their story. So we will be interviewing women from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some will be in the fitness world and some won't. Well, and just being able to share their stories in the hopes that hearing how their journey towards authenticity, mm-hmm. in whatever that means for them, inspires and gives space and permission for the rest of us,
right.
to own that part of ourselves.
Right.
Hey, everybody, it's Ellen.
And Anissa.
And this is Raw.
It's Raw, baby.
It's Raw. We hope everybody's having a great day so far.
I am. How about you?
I am too. It's been really, really good.
Yeah.
We actually have a guest calling in today. We're super excited. It's our first official call-in interview.
Yes. We're so excited.
We're so excited. So I'm introducing you to Anna Sander, and she is a rock star. So let me tell you a little bit about Anna, and then I'm going to let Anissa introduce her a little bit more and then let Anna tell you. But we asked Anna to be on our podcast because, let me just tell you, we have seen this woman bloom before our eyes. So Anissa onboarded Anna at the club that we work at. And then I saw Anna at the club, but I mainly saw her in dance jam classes.
Yes.
And then I started teaching a water extreme class, and Anna started coming. And from that, she became certified to teach. So she teaches aqua now at the club. And she's on staff, and when I tell you that this woman has grown and bloomed before our eyes, like, that's completely, I'm literally saying that. And so we're super, super excited for her to be here and to talk to us about her journey.
Yeah, and super actually honored. Like Ellen said, I met Anna when she was kind of brand new at the club, and I can, you know, remember having such heartfelt conversations with Anna about her journey. And, you know, when Ellen and I started the podcast and we were thinking about, you know, who did we think exemplified this idea of a real authentic woman? And quite frankly, Anna's name was one of the first ones that came to mind because of her story and her journey, really, like you said, just kind of blossoming right in front of our eyes. And when you hear her story, you'll kind of understand a little bit more why I say I'm so honored to have her here. And so, Anna, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're so good.
Hey,
we're
Mama.
So, yes, we are so, so happy to have you here. And, you know, why don't, first of all, just kind of brief overview, just tell us a little bit about maybe who you are and what you do, just so our listeners can kind of get to know you just a little bit.
Okay, sure. My name is Anna Sander, and I am married to Sam Sander. I've been married for 23 years. I've got three daughters, ages 19, 17, and 14. So my oldest one is a freshman in college. Mm. So
they are beautiful.
Ugh,
thank
gorgeous.
You. Yeah, it's great fun having three daughters, shopping buddies. So, so we've been living in Georgia for going on 11 years. This is our second time in Georgia. So our first time we lived here was in 98. My husband went to Georgia Tech, and we lived at Tech for 4 years.
Mm.
So, and we had two of our kids while we were living at Tech, and I worked at Tech as well. So, but I'm originally from Chicago. I am a substitute teacher in Forsyth County. I've been a sub for 6 years. I work for a company called First Fitness Nutrition. I became a health and wellness coach 3 years ago. As you know, I work at Lifetime Fitness that I started last September, and I absolutely love it. So yeah, and then I work part-time for my uncle's printing company in Norcross. So I work there once a week. So
basically, you're busy.
Yes.
Just
crazy absolutely. Busy.
Yeah. Let's just put that busy Anna Busy Sander right there.
Yes, exactly.
Awesome. So I want you to take us back. You know, I really, as I was telling Ellen a little bit about, you know, me meeting you for the first time and you sharing in that very first meeting so much of kind of where your struggles have been with your own journey in, you know, just becoming healthier, or, you know, I don't even know if you'd define it that way. How would you define it? Like, just kind of walk us through, if you were to think of a timeline of, you know, that starting point, and just tell us a little bit and maybe any kind of highlights, specific experiences along the way that you really feel were pivotal for you. Take your time.
My journey really started in the year of 2016. All my life, I've been pretty fit. I was very athletic in school. I was a cheerleader. I played soccer for 7 years. I was on the volleyball team. I stayed very, very fit. And then kids hit me. And but it wasn't until 2013, I had a lot of loss. I lost my grandmother starting in January, and I was very, very close to her. We were best friends. She even lived with us for a couple years, and I took care of her.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that you were her caregiver.
I was. And then that summer in 2013, one of my best friends, Teresa, she had cancer, and she was in the hospital. It was in July. And my other best friend and I, Tracy, we were going to go to the beach. And Teresa had one request, that we'd bring her back some sand. So Tracy and I and our daughters, who were also best friends, went to the beach, got Teresa some sand, brought it back. And the next day she ended up passing. It was very, very hard. Very emotional. After Teresa ended up passing, went to her wake with my friend Tracy. The next night, Tracy was supposed to take Teresa's family a meal. She went ahead and did that. And then 2 days later, Tracy was on the way to come see me at the bowling alley with my daughter. Her and her daughter, they were going to come bowling with us. And it was pouring down rain outside. And I called her and I said, you know, Tracy, let's reschedule. The weather's awful outside. Let's wait for, you know, a better day. It's kind of dangerous to be driving outside. And she goes, oh, no. Let's just do it. It will give the girls something to do today. And I was like, okay. So I went to the bowling alley. She was going to meet me there. And I got there, I ordered lunch, a bunch of food was sitting there, and no Tracy. And an hour went by, no Tracy. And I was texting her and I was getting angry, like, is she standing me up? So I finally ended up leaving the bowling alley and I came home and I received a phone call from her husband, that Tracy and her daughter, who was my daughter's best friend, they were in a car accident right outside of the library. Tracy died on impact. Caroline, who was 12, was still alive, but they had her in ICU. I went down to ICU. She was in there. She had glass everywhere. They let me in the room. She had spent the night at my house the night before. We had painted nails. I just went in there and I saw this little girl lying there, my daughter's best friend, and she ended up dying the next day.
Oh, oh my.
So I was a little hysterical. My daughter was hysterical. I couldn't believe that I had two best friends die within days of each other. It was very overwhelming. I lost three people in less than 1 week.
Overwhelming right now.
Yeah. So, and then my grandmother earlier that year, and it was a very tough year for me. Very, very tough year. And I never recovered from it fully. And so a lot of times what happens is when we go through a trauma, we turn to other things to kind of numb that pain.
For sure.
And so for me, I turned to food, and I ate a lot of food because it was very comforting for me to have chocolate or have ice cream, or I'm Italian, or, you know, eat a lot of pasta. Like, I would have big helpings of food just to give me that comfort. And before I knew it, I was becoming quite heavy. I had a hard time. I gained so much weight. I had a hard time walking. My husband would take us to Disney World. And I was that mom sitting on the bench who couldn't walk around with my husband and the kids because I was too tired. It was too much for me. I couldn't walk up hills. I couldn't even walk around my neighborhood. I would be winded walking up my stairs in my house or just walking to the mailbox. It was a lot for me. I couldn't bend over to buckle my shoes. There were things I couldn't do. I would get on a ride and then I would be told, I'm sorry, ma'am, you have to get off this ride because I couldn't put the seat thing down on my legs because I was too big. So there were a lot of embarrassing things that I went through, and I knew there was a big problem. And my sister, it was the year of 2015. My sister came to visit me and she said, hey, The Biggest Loser is coming to Atlanta. They're looking for people, participants for the show. Let's try out. And I said, absolutely not. No way. I would never get on a TV show. I'm too proud and no one's going to see me like this. So she talked me into it. There I was, second person in line. We got there at like 3 a.m. They interviewed us. They passed us to the second interview. And then we did not make it onto that show. So that was the summer of 2015. My sister came back. She's from Chicago.
Can I stop you for just 1 second? So
yes,
when you say that, like, I want to dive in a little bit to where the mindset was. Like, obviously when you're having that thought of no way, I can't let anyone see me like this. I'm mm-hmm. not going to do it. And then you overcome that. Like, I want to know what helped you overcome that wanting to stay hidden versus putting yourself out there. Like, what helped you to do that? What did, you know, anything in particular or strategies, or how do you do that?
Because that's a tough thing to do. It's a very tough thing to do.
I think for me, I was just like, you know, I want to help people. And if this is what it's going to take to help someone else, then it's worth it.
Mm.
It's worth putting myself out there. If someone's going to see me and I'm going to inspire someone else to be better, then it was worth it for me.
Okay. So you were going into this interview with this idea of, I'm going to be able to help people. I'm going to be able to inspire people.
Exactly. Okay. Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. So I went in like that. I didn't make it on. So my sister comes back to visit for Christmas and we're getting ready for New Year's 2000. It's about to turn into 2016. New Year's Eve. I had been pretty lethargic on the couch for a couple days. I was very hard to even wake up. I was drinking a ton of soda. I was drinking a 2 liter every single day. First thing in the morning, mm-hmm. I would drink Coca-Cola. Lunch, Coca-Cola. Dinner, Coca-Cola. There was no water. I wasn't drinking any water. It was just Coke, like every single day. So I was bloated. I was not doing well. And like I said, they were having a hard time waking me up on New Year's Eve. And my husband, we had New Year's Eve plans. We were going to have a big party with the kids and light sparklers and all this stuff. So my husband said, I think we need to bring you to the ER. And so he got me into the car. He got me into the ER and they started doing a bunch of blood work. And they said, you have diabetes.
Oh, wow. They,
my sugars were, you know, almost in the 400s.
I was gonna say
skyrocket. And so they had to, yeah, they had to give me insulin in my stomach. And at that point, I was on 7 medications. I was on a ton of medications for different things, you know, progesterone and omeprazole, and then metformin now for the diabetes. And I've had a heart problem for 20 years. I have something called atrial tachycardia, and I've had 2 heart ablations done, and I have a device in my chest. So I was on all this medication, and then metformin was added. They send me home. It is now January 1st, 2016. And I knew I had to do something. I knew that if I wanted to be around for my children, I needed to get healthy and I needed to take care of my body. So one of my really good friends, her name is Kara, she told me about some products that she had been taking for several months, and she was working for a company called First Fitness Nutrition. So she talked me into starting her products, and I started them. I started off with doing a body detox, a body renewal for 10 days, and I lost 8 pounds in the first 10 days of just water weight, just excess stuff stuck on my colon coming out.
So
I instantly started to feel so much better, and I got on her vitamins and started taking protein shakes and eating real food. And, I eliminated sugar out of my diet, and I got rid of, flour.
So it's my turn to pause you for just a second.
Yes, sure.
So, you know, up until you went to the ER and found out you had diabetes and had this, you know, come to Jesus moment with yourself about your health and fitness, and then started this detox. That's a very difficult thing when you've come from such an unhealthy place for a very long time, plus having, you know, some medical issues that compound it, to detoxifying and, you know, feeling, you know, there's that window in between, that little alleyway in between where you know you want to do this, but
right,
it's so hard get yourself. So tell us, did your friend, was she your accountability partner?
Yes.
Were there any, you know, did your husband, where
was your support?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
So my main support was really from my friend Kara and my friend Barbie, who were both on the First Fitness Nutrition products. My husband wasn't so supportive at first because in the past I had tried so many different diets. I have tried Weight Watchers. I had tried the 21 Day Fix. I had tried Jenny Craig and paid all the money, and, you know, and everybody's like, oh, try this, try
I'm
that.
I'm right
try
there
this,
with you,
you know.
Sister. I did them all too.
And my husband was like, I'm not going to spend any more money for you to try another diet that you're going to fail at.
And so it wasn't, do you think it wasn't that he just wasn't supportive just because he didn't believe in you? Or was it mainly because
he
just needed you? He needed you to 100% commit to yourself. You know how some folks, you know, you can tell somebody all you want.
Supportive. Yeah. He's very supportive.
He is. I've met him. He's awesome.
He was just exhausted. He was just exhausted from me trying different diets and then giving up.
And he probably knew that in order for you to succeed, you had to want it right. more than anybody else. Yes. You know, you had to want it for yourself.
Yes. Yes.
So you get some of your nutrition in line and you start seeing some benefits from that. Walk us through when you started to kind of incorporate the fitness part of your journey, because it can't just be okay. one or the other. It's both.
Right.
And it's tough.
It's both.
Yes.
So, I would say a month into my clean eating habits, I decided to join the gym by my house. I walked in. I was scared to death because here I was, you know, very big and out of shape. But I walked in and the lady that helped me was so sweet. We sat down and we talked about different goals. And I said to her, I said, I'm viewing this gym as my hospital. Mm. I am a patient. I am sick and I want to get better and I'm in here. And she put me with a trainer, Julian, who I absolutely adore, and I'll never forget him. And I remember my first meeting with him. I was so scared, and it was the first time I had ever had a trainer. And he took out a step, and he said, hold my hands. We're going to dance. And I love dancing. You know I love dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are.
So I held his hand, and he had me go up and down a step. Up and down a step. He had me do it several times and I was out of breath, you know, panting. Mm. And we finally made it through. And then he put me on other pieces of equipment and I made it through the training session. And then, I went back and I started training with him 3 days a week. And then I started dropping weight and I was eating healthy and I was having protein shakes for breakfast and, you know, with my spinach leaves in there and frozen strawberries and Greek yogurt.
Me, girl. That's
all
me.
Mixed together.
Yeah, yeah. That's me.
Yeah. So I was living it. And so March came around and I went back to the doctor to get blood work done. And the doctor was so surprised because at that point I had lost 20 pounds.
Mm, it's fantastic.
And he goes, what are you doing? Mm. And I said, well, I fixed my diet. I started exercising. And he goes, your A1C is perfectly normal.
Yes.
Your numbers are within range. Mm-hmm. So he took me off of the metformin.
Yes.
And so, and I've never gone back. I haven't had it since. So I was able to come off of five medications. By April, I was off of five medications.
That's a whoop.
Including my
yes,
heart medication I had been on for 20 years.
That's fantastic.
Yes, I was on metoprolol for, I have a irregular heartbeat. Sometimes my heart speeds up really, really fast for no reason. I can be sitting here doing nothing and it will just start to go crazy. Or it will start skipping beats or just stop. So that's why I have a monitor in my chest that's implanted and it's been in there for 3 years. But
right.
They've done two ablations to try to fix the problem and it has not fixed it. But I was able to come off of that medication and I was able to get my hormones balanced back out, which was really important too. I was on progesterone for that. So I was able to get rid of that. And then I was on Lexapro for depression and anxiety. I had severe panic attacks
mm-hmm.
For many years. And so I was able to come off of the Lexapro, which I had been on for years. And so I was coming off of all of this medication and I felt like a new person.
So
that's just kind of where...
So
I started.
That's your history.
I started at One Life.
Yes.
So
yeah.
So now I'm gonna. I want to veer off from that for a second. That's like
sure.
That's like some heavy history, you know. And it's a history that a lot of people, a lot of women, have similar stories. So now let's fast forward, and here you are. You're working at the gym. you're teaching, you know, you were a fabulous swimmer. You're teaching swim lessons as well as doing aqua. Of course, you know, working out on your own as well and taking dance jam and all sorts of other classes. So talking about your authenticity now after going through all of this, after being so unhealthy, struggling so much.
And the trauma.
And the trauma of it, you know, and so here you are. And Anissa, mm-hmm. Anissa, I don't know if Anissa told you this, but when you were helping us with the Ride for a Reason at the gym, it was the first time that she had seen you in person in a while. And her description of you was, she was glowing. She's so beautiful.
Stunning.
So, and you know, you and I've seen you always, like for the last couple of months, we've seen each other at least once or twice at the gym. So, you have really blossomed and bloomed. So tell us about your authenticity. Tell us,
okay,
you know, about your,
what is it?
Yeah. How are you, how do you feel now when you think back at where you were? And the struggle, and not only the struggle of where you were, but the struggle to get where you are now on your path to health and fitness, because it's not easy. I mean, you can sit there all day long and say, well, I detox and I've changed my nutrition and I fit, but it's tough. It's like a really tough road, you know, and at the same time, you're a mother and you're a wife and you're working and, you know, so speak to us about your truth.
So, I actually had another breaking point, which led me to where I am today. A little over a year ago. So remember before I told you that I had that interview for The Biggest Loser?
Yes.
There was another show that came out called This Time Next Year, and The Biggest Loser gave them my video that they had taken of me. And I ended up going on that reality show. I flew out to LA, they taped me every week and it was a really big deal. The show was just about to wrap up a little over a year ago and I got a phone call saying that they were not going to have me come back and do the finale. And I was devastated and I said, why? And they said, because you did not have a drastic enough weight loss for the big wow effect that Hollywood needs.
Wow.
And I said, but I've lost, you know, 60 pounds. Isn't that good enough?
Oh,
they're like, well,
my
we really
gosh.
Wanted you to lose 100.
That is so fucking wrong.
It is, and she explained to me that it's Hollywood and it's entertainment. And so, so ironically, the show ended up getting canceled after the third episode.
Well, that's karma.
Yep.
Yes. So that happened in November, like a year ago, November. She called me that day, gave me that news. I was devastated. The same day, I had been studying to be a personal trainer.
Because
that same day,
and
I
Anna,
took my personal training.
For just a second. Oh, so
ahead.
When you were in LA, I mean, that means you were away from your family, correct? Or
it's
were they
funny because I was actually on a cruise for my anniversary and they had me get off of my cruise in Mexico to fly to LA to do taping.
Okay. So when you did
tape. So I left my husband on the cruise.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you did tape, you were away from your family. So you were doing all of this. You know,
so I only had to go to LA that one time to do taping.
Okay.
The rest of the taping every week, I was able to do at One Life.
Okay. Okay. So
and
go ahead.
I would send the videos in. So the same day she told me I couldn't come back and do the finale because I didn't have such a big story to share, was the same day that I failed my personal training exam by less than 10 points. Mm. And then the same day, it was a really bad day. The same day I had a girl, she had said some really unkind things to me. And it was just a really tough day. And I threw in the towel and I said, I'm done. And that lasted for 3 months. I basically didn't come out of my house. I didn't go to the gym. I didn't work out. I stopped eating healthy again, and I put back 20 pounds. Then it was a little over a year ago when I met Anissa.
Mm-hmm.
That Christmas, before I joined the gym,
mm-hmm.
I went to go see the movie The Greatest Showman.
Mm.
And that movie changed my life.
This is me.
Because it, mm-hmm. yes, oh, such an amazing movie. And it showed how he had everything. He came from nothing. And then he built himself up and he had everything. And then he lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then he built himself back up. And so I kept hearing this little voice inside of me, this little fighter voice saying, get up, get out of bed, mm-hmm. stop feeling sorry for yourself, get up. So I did. I woke up I think it was January 1st or January 2nd. I can't even remember. I came and I joined fitness, and I came in and I was scared. It was such a big gym and I'm like so many people. The building's so big. I was scared. I had anxiety.
And then you met Hot Mess Anissa over here.
I did. I met Anissa. I tried one of her classes and I couldn't make it through. Remember Anissa?
I do.
She told me.
I think I made it through half of it.
She told me.
You did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I was done. I'm like, ooh, I can't go anymore.
But so, you did half.
Mm-hmm.
But I did half. And then I ended up going swimming at the pool. And when I jumped, when I dove into the pool, this number in the water appeared next to my head, and it was the number 8. It was as plain as day. I still have the picture. And I researched, okay, what does the number 8 mean? And the number 8 represents new beginnings. And so I went home and I was like, wow, you know, this is a new beginning for me here. And so just, I joined the gym, and then I found out that had a dance class. And I was like, I love dancing. I dance at home in my kitchen all the time. So I joined the dance class, and I had a hard time making it through the full hour. I was dancing in the back because I was too scared to go in the front. So I stayed in the back and danced. And I just loved it. And I felt so welcome, and everybody was so loving and smiling at me and welcoming me into their fit family. And I had never had that before. I had never seen anything like that before. And I felt so loved and accepted. And Tiffany, who teaches Dance Jam at the gym,
who is an amazing human being.
Amazing.
I love her. Yep. Yes. She said, there is no judgment in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as she said that, something broke in me. And I was like, I'm not being judged. I can be here. I can be here. It's okay. This is a safe place for me to come, where people aren't going to make fun of me and they're not going to hurt me. This is a place where I can come and people are happy to see me, and they're hugging me, and
we're huggers.
They're strengthening me, and, you know, and just seeing Anissa and just her smiling face, just welcoming me, and she genuinely cares about me and is asking me how I'm doing. And then taking your class, Ellen, I had not been, you know, in the pool swimming for a long time. And so you gave me back my love of water. I loved being in the pool as a kid.
Committed girl and to that class.
Yes. And so, you know, you pushed us, and I wanted the challenge. And so I was like, I love being here. And then I thought, you know what? I want to work here. I don't care what I do here. I want to work here. I don't care if I have to clean a toilet. So I applied. I had applied online, and the only person that reached back out was Mary from Aquatics. And
it's
she
perfect.
Said, I'd like to interview
yes.
you. Yeah,
yes.
For the swim instructor position.
Yes, it's
And I
perfect.
Was like, you would?
Yes.
And so at our interview, our first time meeting, she's like listening to me. And she goes, you know, I can see you teaching water aerobics. And I'm like, really? Mm-hmm. And she goes, yeah. She goes, you've got the personality for it and you've got the drive for it. And I can see you doing that. And I was like, wow, okay. And so
here you are.
Here I am. And doors started opening up for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started walking through them. And so that's just kind of where I am now. Like, if a door opens, I'm walking through it. And it's a scary thing to walk through the unknown. The first time I taught water aerobics, I was scared to death. I thought I was going to, like, go in the bathroom and throw up. Because I had never taught ever in a gym.
We all feel like that the first time. We all feel like that the first time. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, I had played around with, like, friends teaching water aerobics mm-hmm. in the pool. And when I lived at Georgia Tech, I would get my friends and we would do water aerobics together. But I had never, like, taught, like, a class before, like a formal class with lots of people. And so the first time getting up there and all these faces staring at me and I'm looking out to them and trying to remember, what was I doing again? What's my name?
Right.
It's a scary thing. And so I'm
looking at, like, the whole story that you've just told us mm-hmm. over the last, you know, 40 minutes or so. And I, here are the three things that I've pulled out. So initially you kind of have this, that huge trauma that takes you into this horrible place where you feel all of this backslide happens and kind of really, quite frankly, your life falls apart at that point.
Yes.
And, you know, you sit in that place and then you have this moment, you know, through setback after setback where you've put yourself out there and the setbacks happen until you have that moment where you say to yourself, get up, get yes. up. And then you continue to walk your path, to own your truth. And now those doors are opening for you. And I want to think back to your initial, your very first part was because the difference that you could make if you could yeah, help someone
mm-hmm.
that was worth you taking the step forward. And I just want to yes. say that for me, knowing you, Anna, is I hope you keep walking through those doors because you through your courage and your willingness to have enough self-acceptance and self-love to put yourself out there for other people is evident in everything
absolutely.
You do.
I mean, if you were to see Anna at the club, she is the most grateful human being. And she doesn't tell you, I'm grateful, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. You see it.
She exudes it. She exudes it.
She is a teammate. She's a team player. She loves every single thing. And then if you are friends with her on social media, she is the same way about her family and everything that she posts about her daughters,
because it's such joy.
It is.
That's who she is.
That's exactly who she is.
That's why she's raw, because the face that she puts out there
is exactly who she is.
Mm-hmm. And that is why we wanted to have you on the podcast to share your story. And we know that everyone who listens to it will be touched by it and inspired by you. And we are
Thank
so
you.
Happy that we got to help you express yourself in a way that we know is part of your mission. So go ahead and tell us, Anna, where people can find you if they'd like to know more about you.
Sure. So I'm on Facebook, Anna Sander, Sander, and it says Princess Warrior under my name. That was given to me by my life coach
from
California. She said she had me repeat over and over as part of my healing process that I am a warrior. She kept saying that to me. You are my princess warrior. And so she gave me that name, and she said, I want you to put that on Facebook. And I said, are you crazy? I can't put that on Facebook. She goes, yes, you can, and you will. And so sure enough, it's on Facebook.
Yep.
But
it's your Instagram handle, too.
Like I said,
is that your Instagram handle as well?
My Instagram, yes.
It's Princess Warrior.
Okay.
Princess Warrior Anna on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes. And then, like I said, I'm also a health and wellness mm-hmm. coach for First Fitness Nutrition.
Okay.
And my website is anna.firstfitness.com. If you would like to see any of the amazing products
Absolutely.
That we have to offer that helped me on my journey.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
And we'll link all of that in the show notes. So, Perfect. So if they're Perfect. Listening to the podcast, they can come to the show notes yes. and be able to absolutely find you on all of those things.
She's
and
also part of our yes. raw community as
yes.
well.
Yes. You're not only a princess yeah. warrior, you're a warrior.
Thank you.
So you can meet up with Anna there too. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I also just want to say to whoever is listening to this, if you are in the same situation that I was in, if you are struggling, or if you feel like you are in this hamster wheel and you can't get out, because that's how I felt, like I was stuck in this wheel and I didn't even know how to get out. I want to give you hope that there is another way, that you're not stuck, that there is another option for you. There's another plan. And I just want to let everybody know out there that you are loved and that you are cared about. That's why I am on this podcast, sharing because whoever you are, I care enough about you to be on here to tell you to hang in there. Yes, the struggle is real. It's really real. It's hard. It's so hard, but you can make it through. And you have to just get that fire inside of you and just get enough grit to say mm-hmm. enough's enough. I want to make my life better. And you can, and you will. So I just
Amen.
Want to say, don't give up. Just don't
Absolutely.
Give up.
Absolutely.
Well, we want to say thank you for not giving up, and thank you for spending time with
for
us.
Sharing
we
with
absolutely,
us.
Absolutely.
I bawled, girl. Like Brian had
well,
to go find
me
some tissues.
Me on. I appreciate it.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You are such a light, and we love you so much. And
I love you guys too.
We're very honored. So we're going to post in the show notes all of Anna's information.
And the ways to find her.
And the ways to find her. And you can hear about Anissa and me on multiple platforms. So you can visit atlpn.com, which is AtlantaPodcastNetwork.com. And it's on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Stitcher Radio, if I can talk, SoundCloud, and now on Spotify.
And just search for ATL Podcast Network or Anissa and Ellen Raw to find our show.
So where else can we find each other?
I am at Anissa Amison on Instagram.
I'm at Ellen Nicol. That's N-I-C-O-L-L.
And then we have at Anissa Ellen Raw. And then the website is AnissaEllenRaw.com. And we will see you soon, yo.
Yeah, yo.
Thanks
Anna,
again, Anna.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
We love you.
We love you, love you. And peace out.
Peace.